From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is responding to a memo released by the Democratic minority on the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. The memo is in response to one released by Mr. Trump's own party that says the FBI and Justice Department have abused the law in their investigation of possible ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The Democrats' memo calls the Republican version a transparent effort to undermine the FBI, the Justice Department, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and congressional probes. The president says he disagrees with what the Democrats are saying.
Certainly the memo was a nothing. I watched Ms. Herridge, who's fantastic, on your show just before. And I will tell you, that was really just a confirmation of, if you call it the Republican memo or the Nunes memo, it's referred to as a lot of things, but that was nothing but a confirmation. And a lot of bad things happened on the other side, not on this side, but on the other side.
Mr. Trump made the statements during a phone call into the Fox News program Justice with Judge Jeanine on Saturday evening. On that same program, Trump said he has asked the Pentagon to stage a military parade in the nation's capital on Veterans Day. He told Pirro that the parade would be held probably Veterans Day, which is celebrated November 11th. After testy exchange this past weekend over a proposed U.S. border wall, Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled plans to visit the White House. He and Mr. Trump spoke Tuesday, spending a considerable amount of their time talking about a border wall. During his run for president, Mr. Trump said he wanted to put up a border wall and that Mexico would pay for it, and the Mexico president contested that. This is VOA News. In a unanimous decision, the UN Security Council demanded that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days and lift sieges on areas including eastern Ghouta. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley expressed her skepticism that the Syrian government would comply with the ceasefire, but said the truce must be given a chance to work. She also admonished the Russians for stalling the resolution's adoption.
Today, Russia has belatedly decided to join the international consensus and accept the need to call for a ceasefire, but only after trying every possible way to avoid it.
Council unity came after days of intense and difficult negotiations to find language that Russia would support. Those efforts, guided by the drafters of the resolution, Sweden and Kuwait, continued until the final moments before the vote. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who this week said that 400,000 inhabitants of eastern Ghouta were living in a hell on earth, and said he was pleased with the unanimous adoption. China responded angrily Saturday to new sanctions the U.S. has imposed on North Korea, maintaining they are counterproductive to efforts to halt Pyongyang's nuclear and long-range missile development programs. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Friday what he calls the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea, and threatened a phase two if the measures are not effective. The sanctions target one person, 27 companies, and 28 ships registered in China and seven other countries with the intent of eliminating North Korea's illicit shipping and trade. Famed Bollywood actress Sri Devi, known for her many roles in Hindi films, died of a heart attack Saturday in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. A family member did confirm this. She was 54.
I can't believe it. It's a big loss. For the film industry, for the country, the fans of Sri Devi ji. And we've been such a great admirer of her. She was a versatile actress who was a great dancer, a great performer, comedy, romance, you name it, and she has done all kind of roles.
That is filmmaker Madhura Bhandarkar. Again, Sri Devi was 54 years old. About 15,000 protesters turned out on the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday to voice their opposition to the deportation of African asylum seekers. The demonstration in South Tel Aviv was in the heart of the area where many Africans live after arriving in the city through the bus station located there. Over the past 12 years, about 40,000 Africans are estimated to have entered Israel illegally. Earlier this week, Israel began detaining African asylum seekers who refused to accept the deal Israel offers to encourage them to leave. That's $3,500 and a plane ticket to an African destination. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.